In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
For 40 days, Jesus suffered in the wilderness. The devil assaulted him again and again and again and again. He resisted the temptation that we did not. For 40 days, he fought the devil in weakness and humility. He fought the devil by suffering. A barren and dusty place, without food, without water, he overcame by not giving in. He overcame by enduring. He overcame by not falling into temptation. He overcame by suffering. No flashes of divine majesty, no Mount Sinai glory, no bread from heaven, no water from any rock. He fights as a man, so that his victory might be for us men and for our salvation. For 40 days, the risen Lord remained on this earth. He cooked fish by the Sea of Galilee. For 40 days, he appeared to his disciples again and again and again. He came and went as he pleased. He began to make full use of his divine majesty, for he gave them many proofs that he himself was alive. They touched him. They ate with him. They saw him. Not just on one occasion and not just a few at a time, but more than 500 at one time saw the risen Lord. Death could not hold him. Sin could not undo him. The devil could not destroy him. He lives as the conqueror, glorious and majestic and holy. For these 40 days, he begins to use his divine majesty. For these 40 days, he does not suffer. He is not tempted. He never engages the Pharisees, for he has overcome all. The devil is defeated, so he cannot even tempt our Lord anymore. All things are accomplished. He lives for these 40 days to speak peace to his people, to his beloved saints, so they might know the peace that surpasses all human understanding. He lives for 40 days on this earth, so he might teach them to go and proclaim that same peace to all creation. At the end of those 40 days, on a Thursday, on the Mount of Olives, just outside the town of Bethany, he lifts up his hands in blessing, and he himself is lifted up from them. A cloud hid him from their sight. Like Elijah, he ascends into heaven apart from death. But unlike Elijah, whom God had to bring to heaven amid chariots of fire, Jesus ascends on his own. He makes full use of his divine majesty. Heaven is now the home of man, a physical, concrete place in heaven where you can walk and talk and move about. Heaven and earth are united. Because of this man who was suspended between heaven and earth are now at peace. Glory to God in the highest, the angels sing at his birth. Glory to God in the highest, they continue. And we echo their praise. Peace on earth, peace in heaven, peace through the blood of this God who is our salvation. The Father receives him back into heaven and sits him down at his very right hand, placing all things underneath his feet. Do not think that this somehow restricts Jesus. He walked through walls of a tomb and through a locked door. Walls cannot hinder him. Tombs cannot confine him. Time and space cannot restrict him or hold him in. As the Apostle Paul says, he has ascended far above the heavens that he might fill all things. So the right hand of God is not a specific location in heaven, but the right hand of God is the position of greatest power and authority. And the crucified has it. He who was born of Mary and hung on a tree has all authority in heaven and on earth, so that he might now lead you out of earth and into heaven. Throughout the centuries that have gone by, nations have risen up and nations have fallen, all for the good of his saints. So whatever enters your life, is for your good. For he no longer slumbers or sleeps. He now makes full use of his divine majesty, so that he might always watch over you, his beloved, gently leading you from this life and into the next. His human eyes see all. It's not a metaphorical phrase, because those eyes are the very eyes of God himself. His human mind knows all things, again, because that is the mind of God, and his human hands can do all things. For the divine continues to work through his humanity for us and for our salvation. His humility is over, not his humanity. For now his human flesh shines with the brilliance of the divine. So learn this phrase well. Everything Jesus does, he does as God and man. While he walked this earth, he did not look like God, for he's not doing all that many God things. He sleeps, he eats, he suffers, he bleeds, he dies. He looks like a man, but he still was God every step of the way. Now ascended into heaven, it is easy to see him as God, but he still remains man. We do not have two Jesuses or two Christs or two Redeemers. We have one. One who is both God and man, who does all things according to both natures. Christ did not ascend into heaven to put off his body, but he ascended into heaven to exalt our humanity so that we too might be exalted in him. So heaven and earth are at peace. They're at peace in Christ. That does not mean that they coexist apart from each other, but that means they are united together as one, with Christ himself as the head. It means the physical is sanctified and the spiritual has become visible. We need not put off this body to attain eternal glory any more than Jesus had to put off his body. Rather, he glorifies the body. He exalts the body. He makes the body immortal, and he prepares a place in heaven for this physical body. He elevates us to be glorious even as he is glorious. He has not put off his humanity, and neither will you. For he loves you. He gently knits you together in your mother's womb to be just so. And he bled and died to redeem you so you might be just so. Not just for a few years of life on earth, but forever, in his glory, by his side. So do not leave this world. Do not think that you have to go and do something spiritual to be pleasing to God, but rather go into the world and preach the gospel. Proclaim that gospel to the whole creation, for then the rocks will cry out, the rivers will clap their hands, and the hills will sing for joy, as they hear the wonderful things that God has done for you. By that gospel of forgiveness, God and men are reconciled. Sin is removed. And his gracious kingdom is extended throughout the entire world. The earth is renewed and all that is in it. Do not hide from the world in a closet or out in the desert, but go into the world proclaiming the great things God has done. Go into the world to conquer the world. Not with swords or spears, not with governments or legislations, not by force or coercion, but by preaching the peace of the forgiveness of sins. For God has sanctified this physical world and given it back to you as a gift, so that you in this body might have joy and gladness even now. So you need not find a new vocation or be something different. Whether you are a father or mother, a husband or a wife, a parent or a child, a pastor or a laity. It matters not, for your work is holy, because it's the work God has sanctified you to carry out. Right now, the king is coronated. Right now, the king rules. Right now, the kingdom of his grace extends throughout the entire earth to all who will believe. Yes, more need to be gathered. God lets this world continue on, raising up nations and tearing them down, allowing wars and conflicts, earthquakes, famines, diseases, and all other things so that his elect might be gathered. He has visibly left us, but not bodily. For he knows more than one way to be present with us. Where two or three are present, there is his body, with us always to the very end of the age. Heaven and earth are still at peace. Heaven and earth are still united. Gold vessels, then, on this altar. For the King of Heaven himself has come down to earth. Our knees bend, our mouths open. We eat, we drink his body, his blood. The King alone has won the victory, but now he lives to give you this victory. He sits on his throne so that the blessings of his kingdom might be freely bestowed on you day after day. Earth and heaven are at peace. God and man are one. The King of Heaven dwells among us on earth. The saints of heaven are united with us, saints on earth. Angels and men form one chorus, praising the Lamb who was slain. We have peace. Peace in his forgiveness. We have life in his blood and joy in his gospel. Through faith, we are being preserved for heaven. Through faith, our bodies are being renewed. Through faith, we are being rescued from death and the devil. We do not see him. It does not look to our eyes that God is ruling all things. But he is. For on this day, the King has ascended and sits on his throne to rule over heaven and earth so that you might ascend to him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.